October 20th. Priorities. The elder who directs the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For Scripture says, "Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain," and the worker deserves his wages. 1 Timothy 5:17 and 18. I have an observation to share. Many preachers are not well compensated financially. Many have the same level of education as software engineers and are on call like emergency room doctors. However, their pay compares to dishwashers and theater ushers. Why is that? I read an article recently that said, "It may reveal what we value the most and what we value the least in society as to who are the best paid and who are the worst paid professionals in the U.S. As Christ followers, shouldn't the teaching of sound doctrine and evangelistic leadership be valued above all? Shouldn't we make certain that our preacher is paid enough not to be distracted by financial worries? A fellow preacher's wife said to me once, "Wouldn't it be nice to just go to the grocery store without a calculator?" Not every church is financially capable of doing any more for their preacher. However, if we just aren't interested in providing for them, then God may need to rearrange our priorities. Pray today that you put spiritual things at the top of your priority list. Pray that you can encourage others in the church to do the same.